USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham on Monday revealed that he had contracted COVID-19 despite being vaccinated in a rare breakthrough case. 66-year-old Graham said, "I was very glad I was vaccinated because without vaccination, I'm certain that I would not feel as well as I do right now. My symptoms would be far worse." End quote. The Pentagon announced Monday the U.S. Army had awarded Pfizer a $3.5 billion contract to manufacture 500 million doses of its COVID-19 vaccine by the end of next year for distribution around the world. Simone Biles will leave the Tokyo Olympics with the bronze medal. Biles won the bronze medal in the balance beam event. China finished gold and silver. Biles now has 7 Olympic medals, which is tied with Sharon Miller for the most by an American gymnast. USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As Afghanistan forces and the Taliban fight to control the landlocked country, U.S. officials are opening up our country to Afghan refugees. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is launching a program that will allow thousands of Afghan refugees to live in the United States.
We have a special responsibility to these individuals. If they stood with us, we will stand with them.
Blinken saying this will expand eligibility to Afghans who do not qualify for special immigrant visas. Typically, refugee status is only granted to those who worked for the United States for a 2-year period. Blinken saying this program will eliminate the time requirement and allow members of the press to seek refuge.
President Trump will hold his next campaign-style rally in Alabama later this month. Trump will travel to Cullman, which is located halfway between Birmingham and Huntsville on Interstate 65. The gathering will be on August 21st, according to Save America. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Many employers across America are requiring their employees be vaccinated. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
With the rise of COVID infections due to the Delta variant, many businesses are rethinking their plans to return their workforces to the office. Last week, Google and Facebook became the first large Silicon Valley firms to require their employees to get vaccinated before coming back to the office. The Walt Disney Corporation has also said that all employees in the U.S. who are working on-site will have to get their shots. Dr. Celine Gounders says that vaccination remains the easiest way to control the pandemic in the workplace. The NYU epidemiologist tells CNBC that with enough vaccination, we could turn COVID into a much milder illness, like the flu.
This really comes down to whether your workforce is vaccinated. Vaccination is the way out of this pandemic. Some people have compared COVID to the flu. That is not a correct comparison, but we could turn COVID into something much more mild, like the flu, through vaccination. So if you're able to get your workforce vaccinated, I think it's a completely different calculation than if you're not.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The CDC warned on Monday against travel to Greece, Ireland, Iran, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and other locations because of a rising number of COVID-19 cases in those places. Some of the other locations being raised to CDC's Level 4 avoid travel include Libya, Kazakhstan, Andorra, Malta, and Isle of Man between England and Ireland. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.